Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, understanding his death and resurrection, and this study covers the final three chapters of the Gospel of Mark. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to Jesus experiencing his touch, and also Jesus listening for his voice. Those two studies examined Mark chapters 1 through 13. And just so you know, you can also find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, and Loving God and Others, the Heart of True Faith. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to slow down and carefully observe the passages verse by verse. This will help each one of us to better interpret and apply God's Word. And now, please open your Bible or your workbook and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the day that you've given us to worship you, to draw closer to you, Lord. And I just pray that your Spirit is in the midst of this Bible study. Continue, as always, Lord, to help us to truly understand your word. Help us to truly grow closer to you, Lord. And we pray that you would draw us by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. We will begin in week 4. For those of you who have your workbook, we're on page 41. And the introduction to week 4 says, Jesus had already sweat drops of blood, walked from the Mount of Olives through the Kidron Valley, up the slope of the walled city, and climbed the stone steps to the house of Caiaphas, where he spent a long, painful night. In one evening, Jesus had been illegally tried, falsely accused, blindfolded, mocked, and beaten, had his beard pulled out, and then was confined in a cold stone pit for the night. We step into the story early the next morning, where he learned that, feast or not, the high priest was ready for Jesus to be dead and out of the way. This Jesus who brought nothing but trouble to Israel. The council had deemed Jesus worthy of death. However, their power was limited. Rome had the final call, so they must seek the consent of Pilate, the governor. In the observation section, it says that we're going to be reading Mark chapter 15, verses 1 through 5, and we're going to circle references to time. We're going to mark each reference to Jesus with a cross. We're going to also double underline anything that tells you where something occurred, and we're going to draw a box around each reference to Pilate. So we have 4 markings in this passage. Again, we're looking at Mark chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. It says, early in the morning, so circle that phrase, the chief priests with the elders and scribes and the whole council immediately held a consultation. So circle immediately. And binding Jesus, mark Jesus with a cross, they led him away and delivered him to Pilate. So mark him again for Jesus. Put a box around the word Pilate. And also, because Jesus was taken to Pilate, you could also double underline Pilate, which is where Jesus was taken. The second verse, Pilate questioned him. So mark Pilate, mark him for Jesus. Are you the king of the Jews? So mark you for Jesus. Mark the phrase king of the Jews also for Jesus. And he answered him, it is as you say. So mark he for Jesus, put a box around him for Pilate, and put a box around you as well for Pilate. The chief priests began to accuse him harshly. So mark him for Jesus. Then, circle then, Pilate, put a box around Pilate, questioned him again, mark him for Jesus, saying, do you not answer, mark you for Jesus? See how many charges they bring against you, mark you for Jesus. In the last verse, but Jesus made no further answer, mark Jesus. So Pilate was amazed, and of course, mark Pilate. So as always, I'm going to reread the passage without interruption. There were, again, several markings there, so this would be a great time to complete your markings as necessary. Again, Mark 15, verses 1 through 5. Early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders and scribes and the whole council immediately held a consultation, and binding Jesus, they led him away and delivered him to Pilate. Pilate questioned him, are you the king of the Jews? And he answered him, it is as you say. The chief priests began to accuse him harshly. Then Pilate questioned him again, saying, do you not answer? See how many charges they bring against you. But Jesus made no further answer, so Pilate was amazed. And as always, I'm going to review several discussion questions, but before that, there is an insight box, and it says, about AD 26, Pontius Pilate became the fifth Roman governor of Judea, holding his position from about AD 26 through 36. An inscription bearing his name was found at Caesarea on the Mediterranean coast. First century historians sum up his rule as a set of explosive provocations of the Jews. He was cruel and totally insensitive to all things related to the Jewish culture and religion. According to biblical scholar James A. Brooks, by the time Mark wrote his gospel, Pilate was so well known in Christian circles that he did not need to be described. Although the governors usually resided at Caesarea, they often came to Jerusalem during the Jewish feast in order to be at the site should disorder arise among the thousands who came to the feast. Okay, so let's look at the first question, and it says, according to verse 1, where was Jesus taken? And we know that he was delivered to Pilate. That's, of course, found towards the end of verse 1. The second question, what did Pilate ask Jesus and how did he respond? Going back to verse 2, it says, Pilate questioned Jesus and specifically asked him, are you the king of the Jews? And Jesus answered, it is as you say. Moving on to the next question, what did the chief priests do? And we find in verse 3, it says here, the chief priests began to accuse him harshly. And the last question says, how did Jesus at this point handle the situation? Well, it says here that Jesus remained silent. He did not try to defend himself of the false charges. He only spoke what was true, as we saw in verse 2, when Pilate asked him, are you the king of the Jews? And he said, it is as you say. Whereas looking at the other situation where the chief priests began to accuse him harshly, we know that Jesus remained silent. In verse 5, it says, but Jesus made no further answer. I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.